interrupting the current neo-coronial cricketism to bring you Behind the Woodshed. This is Cricketude Busting episode BTWRLM 465. Thank you for tuning in, even later on Pastcast. Hopefully, thumbing up or whatever you do to promote that this is a broadcast to listen to. Pass the word around. If it's too long, find the segment that you listen to that you're interested in. Pass that part on. And I apologize for not going to YouTube, but we decided not to go there so you could get even the transcript, because they would kill all the body of work that all the hosts have done over the years. So we have to do what we can do, and that's also the ongoing being fluid, mobile type problem when you find out the system, the government, and those licensees called corporations are all part of the same occupation against you. I think we're going to, you know, as time goes on here, we're going to see that this great reset that we've been talking about is actually, the word reset is led by the Cyrillic Yah. And we're going to watch how this thing has been turned, and we're going to see what Greta didn't get done is going to be put in, but it's going to be balkanized, if I can put it that way. Interesting how they work this out. It's like the plan they know works, and no one knows really how to stop it. Had someone asked me in the Twitter, we've been beating our heads against the wall relative to this COVID. And I said, well, I can't say that, because I've actually told you what it was. It's facial fraud. There shouldn't have been no banging of the head. But yes, you're living in the prison that you're banging your head on, and this is a continuation of this Ukraine thing. So it's very important information to understand, to peer through. And this is kind of the only reason why I talk about a lot of this stuff. In fact, it's so much to talk about. It's got to the point I don't even know in a way where to begin. There are so many important points in so many subject matter areas now. I don't even know how to put it together. And in large part, I don't know what the purpose is if no one's going to respond either. So I have a little bit of a problem. But with all this important stuff going on, I suppose it's maybe there's the answer. I didn't have to think about it before. The reason why they're doing it, this frivolous stuff, it's probably because the plan is working and no one's gonna rise up to stop it at all. Not even the first peep from the crickets. But the Senate unanimously passes the bill to make daylight saving time permanent. And I found it fascinating what they're gonna call this. This Rubio dude, remember, he was the one that was leading Newland last week in the little clip, if you listen to it. She didn't quite say it quite right for the record, so he got her to say it. The worms that they are, and I may have insulted worms. They call this the Sunshine Protection Act, introduced by Senator Marco Rubio. And two of his Democrat colleagues, Ed Markey and Ron Wyden, who purports to look out for your safety and security, for privacy. These people, I don't know how people haven't seen that the government is failing, has failed them, is failing them, is not what it's supposed to be. You don't have a government. These people would rather focus on daylight saving time at a time when there could very well be nuclear outbreak in the world. Not something I thought would, we were evolving into better people, and this was behind us. No, this is an ongoing, we learn maybe too late that this is an ongoing plan and product. That they put everybody on the fear porn, and then they put everybody on the litter brink based on a decision. And it starts to play out that we may actually see daylight saving time, as I was, as we were maybe informed here, if I remember correctly, Gary L. and Gigi's Boo explained that the interpreted that the daylight saving time changing is like moving a short sheet back and forth across a mattress to cover one end or the other. And I suspect this bill may, given that it came from the Republican tempered Senate, may go into the House, and they're going to decide and discuss and have argument over whether or not they want to stop moving that sheet from one side to another as they protect sunshine, or whether which side of the mattress they're going to leave the short sheet in protecting sunshine. If you don't see the arrogance of these people, you're not protecting anything. But they claim to be able to, I guess, omnipotent and omnipresent. So, anyway, these people are just, we see, they could care less. This has nothing to do with reality of what they should be focusing on. which seemed to me to be an important story, which maybe people are really caring too much about either, or at least looking into to find, as I've been talking relative to these things that I'm interested in, production, minerals, farmers, ranchers, all that stuff, law sits there in the land disposal, another foundational thing, foundation of your land and the control of it is very important. In the United States, we were supposed to see, and it's there in writing, but we're not seeing the execution because of breach of office, as we see through COVID, breach of office and fraud, likely bribes, corruption, and all that, that everybody just shrugs their shoulders over and said, oh, that's government. Well, that's not government. That's people who have secreted their way into the systems and forever, all my life, have been exploiting that, and the people don't really say much of anything. But the Biden administration plans to resume plans for federal oil and gas development. So the, right there you see so much for Greta, but again, understand that the way this works is that the oil companies are in on promoting sustainable development. The reason why they've been reluctant was that there was a question, and the Biden administration on Friday said it would resume plans for oil and gas development on federal lands following a court ruling this week that temporarily restored a measure meant to factor the cost of global warming into federal decision-making. So right there we see, as I've told you, the Bar Association members called in costumes called judges under color of law give credit to a fraud, global warming. And that must be factored in to everything. But they're not going to stop drilling. And so you would think the national security interest would lead this and discontinue and leave and pull it from any judicial review. But no, that's not what you're watching. So you have to watch these things very carefully. If you watch how they, like I said, watch how it's, go read how it's supposed to go and then watch how it's going and you'll see these destructions going on, ongoing. They're continuous. They're a cancer in our system and they're telling us of the future that is planned for us. And no one understands what to do about it. And I say no one generally, and I don't see any action outside of my being able to talk to you about it. And so that's what it looks like to me. But we now see a capitulation, but the holdup, you'd think there would have been no holdup for some sort of fraud, but global warming is actually a factor. And now we would have to be going into NEPA, NEPA, National Environmental Policy Act. And I could tell you, I've already talked to you about all that, how even this global warming becomes a problem. And in particular, in this time when we're watching the energy question showing up, because the self-inflicted wound of the same Biden administration not doing diplomatic work ahead of time, not anticipating what was going to come down when you push someone into their perceived red line, their no-go area. Completely avoidable, absolutely avoidable, and with no prejudice to us. But no, we see our system in the United States agreeing to continue fraud and have it become a cost that has to be mitigated, that balancing they talk about in NEPA, which also I've said, and don't forget, NEPA is not a law. It's more of a supplemental review. So it's not even supposed to have a priority necessarily, where you can show that mankind is being diminished by the rule. The rule is never supposed to diminish us. And you've watched the rules over and over be disregarded, and the most obvious one that I can point to that's been going on for 2 years, as I was telling the Twitter a follower, no, I can't say that you... I can't answer the question for you, but I can say that before this thing got started, I identified it was a facial fraud and that this has to be identified because no one did or has, and we let the so-called the bar members, the lawyers protecting our security, if you will, they say, your rights, take charge, which they were set up in the plan as well. We, the crickets, now suffer the prison. And it can be thrown off at any time. But we have to do it really in mass, down to the man and woman. And I saw Dale Bigtree saying that they now have the mothers and fathers can determine the mitigation measures for their little ones. But I asked Dale Bigtree, why don't you get at the root of the problem now and identify that no jurisdiction met its burdens to impose these things? instead of fighting all the fires that are started because they didn't. This is the same kind of a thing. We're looking at mankind, because I say that word because that's in the law. I don't make this, try not to make too much of this stuff up. So when you go read, if you would just take the time it takes, go read the things I'm saying, you'll see these things right there. I'm not making it up. It's how I perceive the world. And if I'm making a mistake, then we can both read that and we can both understand, well, that word's there, but it's in the wrong context, or not. We both agree. And so this gets us beyond a question. We get beyond having issues between ourselves. And that's the division between us. I forget the cancel culture nonsense. You get all those people to focus in, and we find out they either can read black and white or they can't. Now, if they can't, they're off the board. Then we can, of those people that can read the black and white, do we have any serious disagreement with what the black and white says relative to what we were expecting as people of a government that was supposed to serve us? Maybe we go a lot quicker, a lot faster. I don't know. To stop all this. But anyway, so just to let you know, in the height of a problem, the Biden administration doesn't move in to cause leasing, oil leasing to happen because of this energy problem in the world that it caused. No, it's going to continue. It's reluctantly going to be able to move on because now global warming, a fraud, has been given a space to be interpreted by agency. Okay, so I can go on and on. Now, so this is the setting up of, and partly the way this all works as well, the precautionary principle, which is only, again, the one who has the power is the one who uses it to their advantage. All of us don't get to rely upon it, and then properly so, but they do it anyway. You see it right here, guilty until proven innocent, but everybody wants to understand why that is. Well, that's because there's presumptions on us that those that serve you in organized criminal syndicates inside your system that serve you have presumed that what they're doing for you is good. And what they do is good, and it's all immune from response, and because it's sovereign, and no one seems to think to go to look and say, but it wasn't sovereign, it had limitations. No different than you can't invoke a police power prerogative without demonstrating a non-fraudulent agency for anything. Yet that's what you've watched for 2 years, as I said was going to happen. And I say that, I just want to give up as far as I've said it. You know, where are the people picking this up? Why don't we understand the root of a government that was really to serve instead of the one that is securing us, chaining us down? Guilty until proven innocent. Biden also signs. Now, while the Senate is debating whether or not they're going to move the short sheet on the blank of time and save the sun, the sunshine protection, back and forth over the mattress, Biden comes out and signs they make a law, and Biden signs a new backdoor gun control into law, as it's described here. President Biden has signed a $1.5 trillion spending bill that sends $13.6 billion to Ukraine and funds the government until September. The bill, how does it fund on debt, folks? Just the fraud's all replete in this stuff, but here, keep going. I got to keep reading. Just to set it up. The bill itself passed the Senate with a partisan 68-31 vote as well. Reported before, the Biden administration's only way to pass gun control is through the backdoor means. Again, this is through an appropriations bill, see? And this is where you see they figured that part out, and no one knows what to do to stop that. But anyway, then we keep going. So, of course, it says here that they've hidden gun control in a massive spending bill designed to fund government. Hidden within the 3,000-page bill were two significant pieces of gun control legislation, but that's only half the shady gun control strategy. The second half is to wrap gun control into a bill that is difficult to vote against for fear of social stigma. And so we have a whole lot of problems here just in seeing this, not with the article explaining it, just in how that's not government functioning well. And because I believe what they're saying here is mostly truthful, and I say mostly only because I really don't have my eyes and fingers and sight and thought in the very specifics of this, but it seems generally what's been going on. So I'm going to run with that hope, that methodology of destruction. So inside this omnibus bill was a previously failed act called the VAWA, or the Violence Against Women's Act. This act contains significant backdoor gun control that stands to harm gun owners, but you wouldn't know that just by reading the title. And again, forget the titles. The titles are irrelevant. This is the This is the thing about the instruction within articles that people knew that could explain the next thing that goes on. People get lost. It's like headlines. You can't get to the law and read headlines. That's the title of the sections. You have to read the terms. And they're identifying that now for us to say that this is what they claim here, the swamp creatures in the Senate, the same ones looking at the protecting the sun, Rubio, who also set up Newland to put the record that they needed to continue the self-inflicted wound to cause the Ukraine problem instead of mitigating it and or not allowing it by diplomatically stepping ahead of this years ago. Again, the self-inflicted wound that causes trouble for everybody else while these people are profiting, whether that's politically. Remember, they call them offices of profit, these officials' office. The swamp creatures in the Senate took an opportunity to revive VAWA, which initially failed explicitly because of the gun control provisions, placing the gun control section 2207 pages into the overall bill itself. That VAWA, which was on when it came forward by itself, which was turned down, now contains two major changes to the current law. It's included. So to bring up, again, I could read this on and on. I'm giving you notice. This is what's going on. They're coming. These folks are coming at you. They're finding different ways. I've told you it's through the women, children, and the indigenous. This is coming through women's protection. Not that women may not need it, but there's no gender in the law. So this is a problem, too, that the women are being used, and this need is being expanded to take away, infringe more upon gun rights. And so this is the incrementalness of this, and your supposed representatives are good with this. And then you see that they play the parties against each side. How frivolous is it to decide whether or not we're going to move the sheet or to which end of the bed? In daylight saving time is the same techniques they do to incrementally work in how they're going to make in the concessions to your rights. And a judiciary that's willing to allow that to happen. But here it is for you to go read. I wanted to bring it up. These people are deciding they can control the length of protect the length of the sun. They can also control whether or not, notwithstanding a Second Amendment right, shall not infringe, can be infringed, and the courts are okay with that. Continuing on to, usually these are seemingly the most needy people in the society that get themselves in trouble, and we see government targeting that. Another report here, proof the IRS targets the poor for tax audits while leaving millionaires alone. When you understand the place was wired to promote commerce, the poor are not even part of the equation. They're fodder. You can go after them, and you can exploit them all they want, and they have not thought, and like I hadn't early on years ago, hadn't thought that there would be a government coming after us to understand enough to go and protect ourselves. And so we're exploiting that group of folks, and they talk about how the IRS targets the poor. Again, this is the most needy amongst us, and when you see the target range, it would be, why would you even be interested? But that's the other question. That you attack people with money that might make commerce is contrary to your mission statement. That you attack people that are likely and typically at the bottom end that are not contributing more than to be, what, the slaves to promote all that. And we can refine that. We can target those people because they have the least way to defend themselves. And so we're just looking at this. We can look at this from many perspectives and see it's just not quite right, but that's how the system works. And so it takes my point here, it takes a different thought, notwithstanding the fact that the IRS is talking to a status that no one seems to understand how to at least question or challenge or not be in and show different. And then in mass show a challenge to that. We don't. And so we are subject to this exploitation as well. And the poor get more, they're affected more. And this is works on over to traffic. This is all commerce, so this is traffic. Traffic law is trafficking. You have to just add a little extra on there to see it's trafficking. Trafficking is regulable. But as I've told you, your ingress and egress rights are pertinent. Your property rights to go to a place have been preserved prior, and they're not to be affected by a commercial statute, the licensing statutes. And so this is the thing I'm saying. They get us into a status as commerce. Their medium, their Federal Reserve note, their debt, that's not money, and they get to control it. It's not much different in a way, but they determine the Bitcoin to be an asset, and now it's a security, which is controlled by that mechanism. And I told you that was the first thing that if there was going to be an industry of, or a medium of Bitcoin or coin, cryptocurrency, it was going to have to avoid that. And no, the companies embraced it. Why? Because they want to be given the permission to exploit others. It's just the way it seems to work. So again, I will come and talk about be contrary to a cryptocurrency, but I'm not contrary to it actually. It's what happens to it. And the people are not integrated enough. They're not intelligent enough. They're not aware enough. They're not critically thinking enough. They're not able to move with any force and effect to protect the things they need. I look at a nation in the United States of a bunch of people that haven't figured out, and I'm not saying I knew it early on. It took me a while, but I've been talking for 10 years. The word should have been out by now. When I tell you and explain to you how you have a right to run, you cannot be landlocked by a statute, trafficking statute, between your property and where you need to go for your livelihood and your existence. When I tell you that was attached to your land rights, and that you can get that as a lessee, or you can get that as a renter, because that's a contract. Now you got a contract that can protect you with a constitution that says that's not supposed to be infringed. You have the ability to establish a jurisdiction separate and different, distinct from the commercial code, that the government is not able or not supposed to be able to infringe. I don't know why that's so hard to understand. The statuses they get us allow the poor are a status of taxpayer that ought not be there. And the government has been allowed to encroach down actually below what it actually takes to live, taking away for just a moment that we use the FRNs instead of have chosen money, the money, the constitutional money, which is a silver coin, actually gold, but silver coin that we can use, specie. And we've not enforced the states to require that to be a medium to be working. And we're going to find not doing that here in the near future is going to be a serious, well, maybe a fatal defect. But anyway, so the poor are preyed upon. This is part of how this all works. In licensing statutes bring people in, statuses of licensing of controllable, regulable entity status is what they do. And when you move into that and you don't have a means, you don't have the wherewithal, it's easy to be exploited because you don't. You then have to turn to the tertiary government established to so-called protect you in that, like your CPAs, your attorneys. These are all licensees by the government itself. And you translate yourself from a man or woman on the land, as we say it, you're not a man on the land. You have a right that comes antecedent the government, that comes by the land disposed, that's supposed to be protected and not encroached by the government. You come from there with your appurtenant rights in order to hold these folks off. And I go off on and on this for years and years and years ago. I've showed people who were contractors, if they didn't have an employee, I showed them how the law in the state that they were in didn't allow for regulation of a sole proprietor who didn't have an employee who was a contractor. And you'd worked a private contract. Now, subsequent to the folks, quite a number of contractors, making their statement to the agency, they changed the law. It didn't change the fact of it, but they hid that statute. This is when I was starting to learn about the amoeba, what the parasitic amoeba government has become. When you find that it can't, when you stop it and you show an obstruction, it figures out how to go around it. And so that I stopped at that point when I realized that I was training the parasitic amoeba to attack me and others. I stopped offering some of these ideas and stop talking about them because everyone thinks there's a silver bullet. And what they are is actually not a silver bullet action. It's an understanding. And so what that drives, that informs what your action will be. And that shouldn't be publicized in this war. You can't publicize your weaponry. And so if you publicize it, I learned that you train them how to get around it. No different than you watch how these people are doing these laws, these legislations that have gotten us where we are. As I've told you, even COVID, I did have to go through the communicable disease statute, went through that's the law. The rule implements the law. I went to the rule, and I found inside the cancer inside the rule. Someone had promulgated, after they got the authority, they promulgated a rule that allowed foreign interference with state authority, which is unless you see it, you don't realize that that's a breach of the separation of powers doctrine. Because the legislature mandated local findings and determinations, and there was no provision to be outside the jurisdiction and look far away, like with the CDC or China or whatever the heck it was. When I saw that, I immediately knew what we were dealing with. Why? Because I'd seen it before. This is how they do it. They get an authority and they make they promulgate these rules. They violate the vested or the secured savings rights that are saved in the law, your antecedent rights, and no one notices it. I've said a whole lot here. I don't know. Does people really listen, understand what I'm talking about? Have I just blown everybody away and you're all clicking the channel? Those that haven't already? Or do you fully understand what I've been saying? If you fully understand, we have a lot of work to do. If you don't understand, we are a lost people. I know what I'm talking about. And when we get to a thing, I can point it out exactly how you track it out. So this is us. This is a failure in us. And after I get a little frustrated, and after 10 or so, maybe more, it's been more than 10 years of referencing all this, we have very few people that understand the condition. We're not in a country, there's a country of law, but we've been displaced from it, and we have to start grabbing onto it. Why? I've been talking with people still. I'm kind of astonished. I didn't realize that people are still being adversely affected in their jobs. I kind of thought that was all kind of done, but it's not. People are still contacting me, and there's now late, and so they haven't heard me talk about this for 2 years. It's almost like I have to restart explaining where to go look, but it's all in the black and white. We're a people that don't understand, and then I have to say, I can't go so fast. I can't just offer you things until you understand, because those that I did that with, every one of that, the affidavit that I wrote, then we found out it had to be two because of how criminally persistent the employers were. I had to write the second affidavit. Nobody applied that correctly. So you can be, again, that gun that's loaded, your hands like handing it to a child, they shoot the cat themselves or somebody. We're not a people that's knowledgeable. So here we have people that are being preyed upon for that ignorance. And the main ignorance I see is one of status. One of not being able to simply write the letter back and say, hey, you got me, this is wrong. You've got me set up in a situation, in an account that shouldn't exist. It's a fraud, like I've been telling you to do. Now, I'm not going to say you do that in every case with IRS. What I'm saying is that you have to look at your conditions. Everybody's a case-by-case basis was something that they were telling us. And so they gather everybody up and they put them in these statuses, and because the government's presumed sovereign and good and holy good and everything's right with the world with it, no criminal syndicate inside the government is conceived that perceived to be there. It's all good. Then you then are suffering that fraud. And nobody, so what I've noticed, and I've been able to point out in COVID-19, everybody went to mitigation, which impliedly allows the corruption to continue, which fostered the corruption to cause the wrongfully irreparably harmful mitigation upon you. They attack poor people because poor people haven't said, wait a minute, I'm not a commerce entity. I don't have the ability, I don't have a system of business that allows me to take money in to pay your tax anyway. There's a whole many bunch of things that you can say, and you do that in a particular type of challenge, as I've explained all before. So the collecting up of things, the statuses that are built in, like when the Patriot, PATRIOT Act came in and made everybody enemy combatant and no one said no, they started building networks, because that's what 9/11 was to do, to foster and encourage a fear system that everyone handed over the objective to the people that were running the national security, but they didn't realize they were under attack. No, not because New York got attacked, but the nation itself had been under attack, and they were going to now go for the throat. And it's been taken 20-something years, and they've been incrementally locking it down. As I told you, Operation Hindsight 2020, a day before the 2020, I mentioned this was coming, all this. Within the 3 weeks, a week before they implemented it, I told you it was going to be made, and I told you how, and then I told you how to stop it. And it was actually not something that is a status. They put a status in COVID. You look at it, Russia, the status of any name, a terrorist, whatever they want to call you. They call you a name, they don't have a support for it, and you don't actually know how to, or you don't, you may know how, but you don't challenge them for the fraud and then press that really hard. And then realize as you're watching you should be able to uncover the complete non-existence of lawful government. It's pervasive. And very few people inside it that are worthy. There are there, but they're so, when you get so few that they're ineffectual. And so they may be there, but they're not going to be able to stop the overall problem. Everyone's bought into the fraud and somehow they're getting some return. But we'd see now as we move all along and the surveillance system, the collection, they get statuses built up. They get you an innovative combatant and they can look at you. It is claimed, the same Ron Wyden that was underwriting the Protecting the Sunshine Act, who's been claiming that, I think he's got a problem that his records may be known to the government and that may not be very good as we see the defeat, the destruction of certain ways of life in the state that he's in. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has collected Americans' financial records in bulk. According to Senator Ron Wyden, Wyden revealed the existence of a DHS financial surveillance program in a March 8th letter to the Department Inspector General calling for an investigation into the previously unknown activities. Previously unknown. I don't know how they're not known. When you have a Trading with the Enemy Act from 19, that's still in force and effect, and everything that you do through these systems is commerce. Trading. Trade. Trafficking. Where has he been more the complaint all these years as well? I don't want to get too deep in all this. They call it the indiscriminate and bulk surveillance program. Well, is it really illegal when everyone's an enemy combatant and can be viewed under commerce? And so until we get this part corrected, and I don't see how this changes. And so for my perspective, it incrementally gets worse and worse and worse. And people are more removed from understanding how to extract themselves or cause a difference in this. And so we have organized crime going on inside with people who believe they're sovereign. They can do anything they want. There's no accountability. And no one really brings it in any level. You know, this is where one of the problems we have is people are. Moving on to organized criminals, corporations doing what they will and no relief. Column, renter, we've written here in the LA Times, writing, renting a car for Hertz, you could wind up in jail. You know, in public interest, notice here, this Hertz company, if this story is correct, is really you should not be doing business with Hertz. They don't care about you. They only care to cause trouble. They don't care in looking at the harm they do. There's no different than the government. I told you a long time ago, fraud is given license when they monetize fraud. Toxic debt, they called it. They give it a name. You think it's right. Well, this is ongoing from those years. In writing and action, for sure, if we didn't know it before, with the debasing of the currency, the actual money, the specie we should be working on, go back to that. It may be kind of unfamiliar, but we need really to start, like Russia has gone. They moved their gold, so they have it. That makes them look solid before the world, and they move through that specie, that protection. Notwithstanding, we may not fully understand how it works. It has worked in history. They went to it. I said, look at Russia as a sovereign. If you think you're a sovereign in a limited government system, watch what Russia's doing right now to protect itself. Part of the cancel culture is to blind you, to throw the smokescreen up of the truths of the things that you actually need to see. Not the truth that we have self-inflicted wound, but watch how people are responding when they're attacked by this thing. You should take notes about what Russia's doing, and you need to replicate some of it. And consider that each one of you is like a nation, if you will. China, Russia, don't put the politics on it. You're separate entities with sovereignty, decision-making, choice power, consent power. Silence is your consent. That you have to, there's nothing you can leave untended. Especially when it's the desire for someone to take. And so you see what Russia did about their gold. You see how they were anticipating this. I talked to you about it here for 2 years, 3 years before they did it. China was doing it. The pivot to China. You watched China do a bunch of stuff. How many years ago was that? Look how it's coming together today for them. But a rental car, it hurts. They set up a condition, even after you give the car back, but you tell them that they agree that you have a thing, like you want to extend a contract. You could be driving down the road, the cops will stop you and arrest you, take you away. And Hertz doesn't fix this problem. So word to the wise. Look, take this story, read it. If you're a renter, if you need a rental car, be careful about going to Hertz. And apparently they're in bankruptcy, no doubt. No doubt how they treat people. But this is the problem. Bankruptcy is no different to me than the maladministration of government. And we just keep accepting it. We complain. We write our letters. But we don't really come together to really put the pressure on in the way we need to. And the way the condition is set up, if you don't do it correctly, more correctly, you are presumed guilty, just as you saw before the article. Guilty until proven innocent by a legislation that supposedly helps women. That's just the cover. By now, we should see the government uses fraud or allows you to perceive something that doesn't exist and uses that as the smokescreen to get through things that it needs to make more control. And we all marvel that the book, 1984, is something. It wasn't supposed to be a plan. It wasn't supposed to be a documentary. No, but that's exactly what people were seeing. And it's not just then. Years and years ago, they saw this. And it wasn't until I started seeing, I had those rose-colored glasses stripped from my own eyes, by my own hard work and study, and diligent study, my history got farther and farther back about when we've already known. All of our peoples have known about these things. And so it's a fascination that it continues, as the government allows criminals inside the system and gives effective wrist slaps to corporations. And we haven't said, wait a minute, we need to go back to the day when corporations are accountable strictly. You may have a limited liability within the corporate offices, but when you come in, you do a violation of law, you get strictly handled, and you essentially, if given it goes to felony, you get put away. You get all your paperwork done. You don't exist no more, because that's what everybody in that. Everyone's a file, everyone's the corporate status. And yet people that are rich enough, the poor can't manage to defend themselves. The rich can, and they can get richer on it. Five-count felony. J.P. Morgan is at the center of a new multi-billion dollar trading scandal. Trading, trafficking. Okay? You look very carefully at what they're doing. When you're not doing that, you shouldn't be subject to those statuses, and it'd be fraud for any organization or someone in an organization to do that to you, and you have to learn what I've been talking to you about to at least begin the ability to create the record in order to get that identified. And hopefully, I don't know that right now it's to the point, it is a pervasive fraud, which is winning the day, so I don't know if anyone can do this. If we're going to have hardly any, then we're not likely to see this come for us. But 5 felony counts for J.P. Morgan. This all started coming out of how this thing worked out with Ukraine and the sanctions, which is fascinating. Watch the turmoil. Turmoil, I wonder how valuable that is now. Turmoil, I wonder how much a barrel of turmoil is right now. Traders who feel they got robbed of their profits trading nickel last week at the London Metal Exchange has taken to Twitter to verbally accuse the LME of favoring their cronies and behaving like slime balls. Okay, that's a bunch of stuff stated, but there's something underlying this, and it ends up referring to J.P. Morgan and this market, and these markets are doing what people assumed was happening, a thought was going on, and that's rigging the market. And so there has been a charge, 5 felonies. Now, I don't know about you, but if you got charged with 5 felonies, you go away for a while and you don't get to do much. But see, 5 felonies for a corporation nowadays is really just the money that they stole from people. And so the government becomes a aider and abettor and they just take their cut. If the offender, the perpetrator, raises to the level the offense is allows them to do so. The FCA said the regular as a regulated investment exchange. I understand investment exchange and then crypto thing. I want to kind of point this. Hopefully I can get to the end of this broadcast with the crypto information. There's so much there people need to be paying attention to. Man, it's just a trap. Everything's just a big trap. It's been going in the direction it's supposed to. But as a regulated investment exchange, the London Metal Exchange is responsible for the maintenance of fair, orderly markets. Together with the Bank of England, listen to the players here, folks. We have been engaging the LME's exchange and clearinghouse as well as other market participants in an orderly resumption of the market. They shut it down because a Chinese guy got stuck on his shorts. He thought it was going to go down, and then this whole Ukraine thing and the sanctions flipped it on its head. Three of the felony counts involved rigging of the markets. One felony count of the bank admitted in 2015 was for its role in rigging foreign exchange trading. And on September 29, 2020, the Justice Department charged J.P. Morgan Chase with two more felony counts involving rigged trading, to which it admitted, and fined the bank $920 million of shareholders' money. Oh, so the government got some money. Did you get some of that? Did your life get better because of it? No, this is just a plunder of plunderers. And I think Lysander Spooner had a thing to say about that. So if you have money, you could just pay, and you get to continue in your existence. Someone who's poor who gets attacked, they're likely going into worse. They're not going to function so well. And I'm not talking business-wise. I'm talking in their life. Their food, their shelter, their housing, their way they get around, their life is interfered with because they are charged as an entity like this. You're equal, treated equal like an entity like this. And you're expected to be able to make what you need to make to protect yourself when the head plunderer comes along to take their cut. When the big guy, like big guy Biden, gets his 10%. What happened to all that? Boy, that came back in the news here quick, didn't it? Just so much. So we also find revealed, this is older news, but I want to continue to bring it up. These are tabs I never get to. I've been leaving 20, 30 tabs on the board every day in the last few weeks. I thought I had it all handy. You think after 10 or 15 years I get this down, but just wow. It just so much and so fast. Revealed Credit Suisse. Leak unmasked criminals, fraudsters, and corrupt politicians. A massive leak from one of the world's biggest private banks, Credit Suisse. Excuse me for not having language in my body. It just doesn't want to come out anymore. As exposed to the hidden wealth of clients involved in torture, drug trafficking, it has exposed the hidden wealth of clients involved in torture, drug trafficking. That's trafficking, money laundering, corporate corruption, and other serious crimes. They're all commerce crimes. Details of the accounts linked to the 30,000 Credit Suisse clients all over the world are contained in the leak, which unmasked the beneficiaries of more than 100 billion Swiss francs, 80 billion pounds, for those of you over the pond, held in one of the Switzerland's best-known financial institutions. And remember, isn't Switzerland supposed to be neutral? So it's neutral even to criminals. And it allows and fosters and encourages this. But it took a leak to expose where a lot of your organized criminals in government go to, and where all the criminals that are not in government go to, and the likely those licensed to continue to plunder and exploit and rig markets. They're there. They're out there. And I think even the Panama Papers comes to mind for a quick reason right now. But this is. In a way, interestingly to me, the internet is an interesting tool that I don't know why these people who know the vulnerabilities who are doing these things even use it. So I don't even know if this is not even a plan somehow. Maybe. At any rate, why they use it, I don't know. But what else are you going to do? The money laundering is the way to make bad money look good. Well, bad is in quotes, but in air quotes, but bad is relative to the government oversight of what it wants to control, notwithstanding all its illicit funds and campaigns it appropriates, as we see the trillions coming out to run the government till September. It appropriates illicit monies. It does it under the color of the full faith and credit of the United States, whatever that is, that fraud. And because of that, they can go and attack everybody and the poor more than people who can afford to be the fraudsters, criminals, and corrupt politicians that are evidenced in this leak. Understand, again, let's go back. J.P. Morgan was charged in 2015. It's still ongoing. They just continue to do market rigging. It doesn't matter. How many people lost their money in their take, but the government comes in, takes theirs. Did it go back to anybody? I likely doubt it. So, again, I think this is just exposing. At some point, I guess I make these comments. I don't even know partly why I talk about it. Those that are interested know this. Those that don't, maybe not ever. But at some point, we're all being diminished by it. And something in my mind says, as long as I talk to about it, maybe one day, I push it over the edge, maybe one day, I become a success after, you know, an instant overnight success. After 30 years of talking, it finally, the penny drops for people. And they start to work to do what they need to do to throw this stuff off from them, and mutually we throw it off from us. This fraud has been going on. It's a currency. It continues. It takes a while to find it. I don't know why sometimes I was able to identify it myself, but it's always nice to hear the so-called experts come forward and just admit, find the truth. Even so late, British scientists say flawed PCR tests mistook common colds, flu, for COVID-19. You heard that behind the woodshed before this thing was declared. There is no test. That came a little bit later. I'm on the record. Just go look at the hashtag in your Twitter, for those of you that have that. Again, Twitter tannic, it's just so bad. I don't get posts for days sometimes and hours late, and then I find out. In fact, someone sent me an email with a link. Twitter's messing with your community feed. They're messing with their own communities. You get what they want you to see. And they keep experimenting with your feed. So it's just nonsense. But anyway, it still gets out periodically. Some people are responding. But I've told you the very same thing here. It took a British scientist to do this. But fraud wins the day. Right? A British scientist has said that flawed PCR tests mistook common colds and flu for COVID-19 and should have been axed. What's the fraud in that statement? The PCR was never a test. It cannot be a test. If you read this story, they actually talk about, I think it's here, the lateral flow. That was the pregnancy test I somewhat joked about. That is a slightly different test that looks at a slightly different thing, but it was as fraudulent an imposition. They're actually trying to argue the regular PCR test was better, but there's no test. There is no test. Look for that hashtag. You'll see how early on I was saying that, and you go back and you listen to the broadcast. I don't ask you to, but I'm saying if you listen, I was coming to the conclusion as I was going to the internet to read what the science about that was. So we finally get the, took 2 years. British scientists said the flawed PCR test. It's not flawed, it's fraud. And they use this whole thing to convince people that there was something out there. The COVID-19, remember, is only flu-like symptoms. Colds and flu give you flu-like symptoms. That's all this was. This is not the infectious agent, and there's no test for the infectious agent. There is no the virus. Understand this. There's no the virus. And if you're going to look at that and say, refer to SARS-CoV-2, you are agreeing to a chemical weapon. It's patented. You're not talking about a virus. You're talking about a patented, what they call novel, chemical weapon. So there's no test relative to the symptoms, and they won't be testing for the virus because it doesn't exist, and PCR was a fraud to assert that it could be a test. It was a technique. Well, finally we get the British scientist. Don't listen to the guy behind the woodshed. Keep thinking about maybe it'll go away. Keep thinking that these people in offices and government supposedly serving you are not serving themselves for whatever, I don't even know what. Offices of profit. But here, eventually, I told you, eventually the truth was going to be coming out. And part of the certainty of that statement was that I don't think my study was wrong. And it was telling me there was a different truth than what was coming out. So if we need it now, even though this story kind of promotes the regular PCR, it definitely states how, why, and to one limited extent the pregnancy lateral flow PCR test was. But the word test is a lie there. There is no test, folks. I just can't stress that enough. There is no the virus and there is no test. And if you so-called test the virus, you're not testing a virus. You're testing for the chemistry in a patented chemical weapon. An international treaty, I haven't got to this for weeks and weeks and weeks. It was what they were after or trying to get to. So, notwithstanding all the fraud that they used to push us here, they set up a condition to, this is what they've been after, this thing right here that was in the news weeks and weeks, maybe now a month ago, I just haven't been able to get to it, an international treaty on pandemic prevention and preparedness has been offered into the UN. The COVID-19 pandemic is a global challenge, is a fraud statement, but this is how this story is listed. This is stated. No single government or institution can address the threat of future pandemics alone. Well, pandemic is a World Health Organization creation. It's a fabrication. It doesn't exist in local law. It doesn't exist as an obligation upon local officials. COVID pandemic is a term that's invented. There is no such thing. In local law, it's only outbreaks that then move to epidemics that are then dealt with at that level. But there has to be a due process that's followed, and that's why I refer you all to your communicable disease laws or codes, or I say law because that includes the code and then the implementing rules, and you'll see what was supposed to happen. There is no need and no ability to actually have a treaty that prefaces itself on the threat of future pandemics. That's something invented by the World Health Organization, not amenable to local law, at least as in the United States and any rule of law nation. A convention, agreement, or other international instrument is legally binding under international law. International law is really not binding. Anyway, going on. An agreement on, this is the promotion of what they've been after. They've got it. They got to the point they can press this convention, this treaty, whatever they're going to call it. It can't really do much more than the International Health Resolution 2005, where the United States ought to, it has to, make the reservation to the state, as we saw. Why? Because that's the way this place, the United States of America, is wired. The health, like wildlife, interestingly, at you animals, is exclusive to the states. And yet, the jurisdiction of the legislature is exclusive within the boundaries of a state, so they can only look that far to what they due process the legislature and representing you can provide the due process to you through the statute within the borders. They can't look outside. But this is a purporting to be a legally binding international law because they're promoting it now. This is what they've been after this whole time, and they've got it. They finally got it. They've kind of put it on the books now. An agreement, a pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response adopted under the World Health Organization would enable, it's still pending, countries to around the globe to strengthen national, regional, and global capacities and resilience to future pandemics. There is no general authority in a state of the United States of America to do this stuff. Such an instrument would, see this is a promotion, would also ensure higher sustained and long-term political engagement at the level of world leaders and states or governments. They have no authority to do that. Define clear processes and tests. They have no jurisdiction to do that because that's in the doctors. Enhance long-term private and public sector support. That's the bribe. Foster integration of health matters across all relevant policy areas. They don't have a jurisdiction in the local areas to do that. It's constrained to communicable disease. There's no integration that can happen under at least laws in the United States. Go read them. I've been asking you all to go read them so you don't dismiss what I'm saying or you don't just take it from the guy behind the woodshed. Go see your black and white in your eyes and see the truth of what I'm saying. Because that becomes that's in you then. You can't get rid of that. And you speak from that position, but you don't speak how much you know. You speak on asserting challenges of a breached dereliction to duties and obligations, how I've been also telling you. Here, this is what they've wanted. They've needed to, they've been trying to get this international agreement to subvert incremental subversion, international governance over health matters that are, in the United States at least, exclusive to the states, and then within the counties of health jurisdiction, and then subject to the legislature's due process set up in the communicable disease law. Here it is, what they wanted, past all that, why COVID could get knocked down a bit. They want this. They're going to try and anticipate the future endless pandemics, where it appears that the international organizations, the non-governmental organizations, have rights and have power. And every law I've noticed, even outside the United States, wouldn't allow it. And in some instances, it wouldn't allow it except for one promulgational rule after the fact that breached the separation of powers by it acting against the will of the legislature. And if I'm saying all this and you've never read it, I'm just talking breeze right now, but it's there. And it's part of why I believe I don't have a belief, it's a conviction in what I'm saying. Partly maybe why it comes out if, you know, I can't slow down. It comes out that quick. When I'm talking, my mind's kind of going through a list of stuff that I've already read. It's all the black and white I've read. It just goes through all this stuff I've read, trying to convey it to you, in imploring you to take action, imploring you to get the knowledge you need to begin to protect yourself, really, more than anything else. I don't know what to say. I'm really sad. I see people don't know what to do, even to start their first response to protect themselves. They're finding themselves being attacked, things taken from them, deprived, and there's really... I've told you, I've showed you, even as employees, slave-master relationship, there are statutory protections that flip the burden to the other side. Why are you all working so hard? Why not make the first letter that says, here's the burden you didn't meet, now you got something to do, you make that record, I don't have anything more. And we see this fraud moving on, like as if they've got what they wanted. They got the proposal before the world to take it over on a future pandemic that we now know are chemical weapons attacks. And in one regard, I was thinking, I had to smile just a little bit for all the needle I worried about in the haystack that the military could put on us if we didn't capitulate as a population. You know, the more I've been thinking about it, they may only have these chemical weapons. They may not have an actual biological source that they can put on the populations. Our systems, yeah, some people may die. You see, it's the comorbidities that take you out. But our immune systems are really formidable. And so that needle in the haystack I was concerned about early on, we may not see that, because all they can do is they piece apart what they think are biological things, and then they synthesize them as chemistry. And they put their hocus pocus on theories and models on that. And then they just do the big promotion. We may not, the military may not have the type of biologicals that we think are being promoted. I'm not saying that's the truth. I'm saying that it looks like all they could come up with was, and didn't do more, where they could have. They didn't do more than make a chemical weapon. They don't have a biological, notwithstanding all our bioweapons labs that we hear now everywhere. So I'll stop right there. It's up to us to consider. My focus can now turn back. It's the flu and the common cold, just like I've been saying. Now we have a British scientist that says, well, the PCR lateral flow pregnancy test was wrong, flawed, big time flawed. You couldn't do anything on that. You got, if you need it, there it is to hear exactly what I've been saying. All they did, and a lot of people saw this too after a while, we saw that the CDC was transferring the numbers from flu and influenza into this thing they called COVID without an infectious agent, presumptively. Remember, you can't have a presumptive emergency. You either have one or you don't. That's what the communicable disease law required in every state, every jurisdiction. That was the dereliction of duty, and I think it was done through the bribes of the federal government and for us in the United States. That's treason. That's treason. And no one really comes up with that. And if they don't listen to you, no one came up next to you to keep pressing. No, we all argued about masks, and we all argued whether or not, as mothers and fathers, we can have consent. We need to consent to the injections or not. Instead of saying, wait, you're committing fraud and treason. You don't have a right to do a thing. Here we are, though. We get that agreement. We try to make it look like the international non-governmental aid organizations have a power, and they don't. And remember, under Title 42, Section 1981, I've talked to you, go to read C, it speaks to non-governmental organizations as if back when, decades and decades ago, they knew non-governmental organizations would be in control, but that they couldn't remove the exactions of every kind by their governance. Go read it, folks. It's right there. And if you see that, when you see that and think, sit back and think about that. Put that in practice. What would the world look like in the future? You're starting to look through what I see. We have a non-governmental organization that's ruling the world on endless commercial crimes against people that gaslight everybody, and no actual law allows it. Crickets. We get crickets. We don't defend ourselves. Hey, let's say I'm wrong. That hasn't even been brought up. If I'm wrong, that question hasn't been brought up. What I'm wrong on? That there's a law that should be followed that wasn't, and what it was. That's all black and white. Just copy and paste all that. And we talked to the numbers. They move the ledger from flu and seasonal colds and flu. And again, flu could kill you. Flu is just as much a needle in the haystack, if you will, because that's a killer. Again, based on your comorbidities, essentially. Your health system, which you control. CDC slashes COVID-19 death tally. Biden administration quietly revises data, including 24% cut to numbers of U.S. children killed by the virus. Well, if you go listen to some of the hearings, this is a whole other play going on as well. But it shows you they're cooking the books, as I've been saying all the time. These are risk management bean counters. They figured you out on how they can use statistics to fool everybody. And no one went back and said, wait, if these folks don't have authority, one, relative to my local jurisdiction. And you can't rely on this anyway until you at least identify what's going on objectively, not presumptively. The Biden administration quietly revises as the Biden administration quietly revises its position on oil, making oil when instead of coming out of the reserve, national oil reserves, which changes the price maybe only 10% for a limited amount of time, if that much, they don't immediately go to producing oil. No, they allow the fraud of global warming to control what the Biden administration quietly is doing. Completely in treason here. And I don't hear much of a statement about that. And I don't hear much of people focused in to start challenging in those areas and create the counteraction to overcome the propaganda. Because when you do the filings, you start making records, that's as much law until it's overthrown as the law. If you're dealing in fraud, I don't care what Twitter says. I don't care what the government says. I don't care who says what's a misinformation, or we're going to get to that disinformation. Those are the criminals. If you were the gaslighters, they want to make it sound like they've got an authority, and you start looking at the information and say, wait, you don't have a jurisdiction to say what you're saying. You don't even have the first power, the first instance, the first whatever. What do you call it? It's an established power is what they're doing. First is jurisdiction. That's power. Then, once you have power established, now you have authority to do whatever within. There's two steps there. But you have to do it non-fraudulently. So CDC slashes COVID deaths. Bean counters. So I've been telling you, they've been cooking the books. They're coming out to do this, but be careful of why they're doing it. It has to do with the children and why they're excusing how they're going to continue to come after the children. Remember, women, children, and the indigenous. That's international. That's UN. That's sustainable. Please keep those connections, because they sit right back there, these ugly demons of supposed cause, that are given more power than they really, they have no power. They're really playing on our feeling and our emotions, and we lose our objective thought because we're helping the women. We're helping the children. We're helping the indigenous. And it's not like I don't think that needs to be done, but they're using them as a tool to persuade you that they have an authority. They've thought better about it than you. And because your life is so constrained, what do you know? You've been stuck and locked down in a house we have it understood, you don't, and you say, okay. Until it affects you. And then that's where we get to the Dell big tree. And thank you very much, Dell. What a high wire, having the attorney go out and stop that, even to the mitigation side, giving the mothers and fathers the right in Washington, D.C. to go ahead and have a consent input. Yeah, very good. But now get at the root of the problem. As I sent a Twitter out, I asked him, can you get on the root of the problem? Get to the root problem. There's no jurisdiction, no power to have an authority in order to make those decisions, to cause people to put out that fire for them. So as CDC slashes COVID death tally, I'm telling you, there's another game they're playing. They're coming after your children continuously by this as well. They excuse 400 kids even got killed, but it's so much less by our cooking the books as we need to cook the books to move on to the next thing, to justify what we're doing. And all the people that are sitting in the congressional offices are impliedly agreeable to objections like Rand Paul. Oh, they all should be ejected, but we gotta persuade them a little bit more softly. These folks are real problems. These are all supposedly in government. They have no authority to even be talking about this. And yet they do. And they make records that make it look like they have it. And no one focuses in on that. I've been trying to get everyone to do that instead. Oh, you'll reach the, they'll have the silence for you, but that should be the proof. That's what I say. At some point, they have to answer to fraud. And when they don't, they're agreeing to it. And you've got a record starting to set up. And if they won't answer you, maybe they'll answer the guy that just stepped up next to you or the woman next to that. And pretty soon you have half the town because it's all local. The answer is local right now. So they cook the books, talk about a whole bunch of these stories, but if you look at what they're doing, if they can slash COVID deaths, they were wrong. Their information was fraud, and we know why it was fraud, but it's not really why the fraud is happening. It's just a tool. The ledger for the deaths was a tool. And they're using it now to reduce. They needed to reduce this because they want to bring in and continue this condition. And if you look, that'll reflect back to that international treaty eventually, too. You're already watching the plan in effect. They're just needing now to try and make everybody believe a non-governmental organization can by treaty, intrude into rights that are reserved to the states and then intrude and breach what the legislatures of each state has delineated that protects your due process rights to a man, woman, or child. That's already protected. You want to speak? You want to protect women? Get back into the state law that the law says that no one is supposed to be attacked without due process. And if someone doesn't have the right or title, now we're back to equity. They're done. It's over. We don't need too much, actually. So in light of all this problem, where they still are trying to press the commercial aspect, they're adjusting this. Oh, the children are only dying this much, not as much as we had before. We're cooking the books. We're not going to say that, but that's what we're bringing counters, doing risk management, because the risk is whether or not we're going to be exposed for the fraud we've been committing for the last 2 years, and longer, actually, but what most people saw. Someone steps up and asks a simple question. Happens to be someone that's in the government itself. Don't know why this question wasn't pervasive. It happens to support what I told you way early on in how you start to defend yourself. Not because there's a flu-like symptoms, not because there's a fraud or even a chemical weapons attack, but because it's just something that you should do to protect yourself generally. A congresswoman asked, wants to know why the feds have not promoted nasal spray to treat COVID-19. And so I found that interesting. Weeks and weeks ago this came up. A four-page letter was written to inquire. Why wasn't there something about nasal sprays that you could put? Nasal hygiene? And so we could stop and they identify SARS-CoV-2 but and the virus, but there is no virus, so why can't we do that? Apparently there's someone else in the world that agrees. We have a thing we can do for ourselves. It includes nasal hygiene, and we can pull that off for ourselves. I told you all about what I do as a prophylactic and a therapeutic, as they mention in here. And I had to smile a little bit. Where was this in the quiver of arrows to use against the virus? Now, and we look past the fact there is no the virus, okay? Where was this coming up by the health officials saying in cold and flu season or in a time when we have a potential real epidemic here's some mitigation against that. Here's some prophylactic action you can take. Here's some therapeutic action you can immediately take. You didn't hear it. But I appreciated that the question's asked. It shows that there is options. And it really, it's just this nasal hygiene. It's just you taking control, not giving over your power to other people. Likely, the people that listen to me, you've already are in doing all that. And so, you know, that's not the point. The point is, we have a bigger problem. We can see, the major fraud that imposes upon itself. Everybody gets imposed upon this. Everyone is irreparably harmed. As I talked through, who was it? Kim.com. Boy, he's turned around a bit. Well, not really turned around. On one level, I appreciate Kim for what he did, what he does, what he thinks about when he's looking for opportunities and giving people opportunities and things like that. On the political side, boy, the guy is really not so good. He's actually bolstering the New Zealand Prime Minister or whoever that was. And I answered yesterday that, you know, she did not save anybody. She actually breached her office and she violated the communicable disease laws to irreparably harm everyone. And she's another one that did not ask, well, can nasal spray? No, you don't have to ask. It just should be the repertoire of what? Whom? The doctor. See, this has nothing to do with the officials. Because this is all supposed to go back to the doctor, and then they're supposed to, that's where your mitigation rights and things start stepping up. When the doctor says, well, we have this injection, and you go, well, I don't want to get it. And they insist. And they go, well, even so, I have a medical reason why not. And he tells you that. Or, well, I have a religious objection to that. That's between you and the doctor, not the government. And so this whole thing, because no one did the due process and understands what's going on, everybody's doing the wrong thing. Yes, you are beating your head against the wall, but it's the prison that they made up. And you agreed to be prisoners by not understanding you had the key. And they're not the warden. And how to make that record so that doesn't happen. So anyway, I appreciated the head again, smile on my face. I smile a little bit. It's really a tragic condition that it took so long that someone came out and said, well, what about, in this case, nasal hygiene? It seemed natural to me right off the bat, but it's also something that's part of it's my constitution. You give protection to yourself. It may not be the same thing, the same protection for everybody. You look to do that for yourself, though. I offered some. And so, this was not offered. This should have been one of the first clues, but it shouldn't have come 2 years late. And it shouldn't have come from the government. In that regard, and where we might be going, and the difficulty of things we're going on to, and where they're trying to get a treaty to then impose these endless diseases on us, and we see and how to fight them, we find possibly that they're exploiting the actual in-health of people, the comorbidities, that there are natural things out there that are not the virus that we are susceptible to, that they can inject us with to bring on the defects that allow the environment that causes it, notwithstanding the potential that you are antibiotic averse. I did run across in my studies a long while back, I wanted to bring it up, a document that shows and lists a lot of the bugs, as they say here, and then the drugs that counter the bugs that are available. That for those of you that are prepping and preparing, there are times, and I've experienced it myself, there are times when there's something that you're natural, or at least I didn't know them at the time, or didn't know them or don't know them, that could solve a bug problem. There are times, in one case, I needed an antibiotic, a medical antibiotic, a manufactured antibiotic, because what it did, nothing else could do, was known to do at the time, and till now, that if I hadn't got that, I would have died. In fact, I was an example case on how someone just too stubborn to die, given I was supposed to be dead within 4 days of contracting this problem, and I'm still looking at the doctor. In the second and a half week. However, here's for those of you that are aware and open and understand that there's a condition. Sometimes things are required. I want to give you this link to get the types of bugs that are out there that can come and hurt you and all the potential antibiotics that are available. What I would ask you is you look and see the bug. You look and see what the antibiotic is. A lot of times these are derived from natural sources. Maybe you go look to see how you translate a manufactured medicine into its natural components But be careful, because when these things get on you, they are deadly. They will kill you. So that decision is a serious decision. But I wanted you to see it. I hadn't seen it all these things put in one space, in one place. Pretty neat. Watch how they, what they do to it, to medically go after them. I thought it was informative, and so I'm passing that on to you now, along with our nasal hygiene thought of a representative who finally asked the question, what about nasal sprays? What about nasal prophylactic and therapeutics? And what I found is that they are prophylactic. They're actually really prophyputic, I think, because I've told you, if you pay attention, you can feel when something gets onto a mucous membrane. You could feel when it hits you. That's when you need to attack it. It's like ivermectin. You can't wait. You got to get it, and if it's a parasite and it's a system, a chemical system that is amenable to that chemical, you have to get on it right away in the proper dose. Not more, not less, not after. And then if you don't, you have to move on to something else. So everything in its time, potentially, what you do here, you have to really, again, think about this. Take responsibility. Don't leave it up to these idiots that are out there to dictate to your life, even if it looks like it's a doctor. And then don't disregard that they might have something to tell you when you're out of answers. And that's where, at that time, years and years ago, I found myself. And I guess I'm thankful the gentleman... the doctor figured out what it was, because he was puzzled. Took him about 25 minutes out of the office doing books. He was tearing through books. And he had a worried look on his face. And he didn't even know when he came back, but he felt pretty good about the answer he was going to give me. And it was the right answer. So they can be, Western medicine can help in certain instances. Why I'm not so black and white about some of this stuff. However, there's your antibiotic list. For those of you that can figure out what that's about, I think it's important to understand what you might be up against. And if we go into the austerity and the lack of supplies, you might have an anticipation of what this you can do, because you're going to need to keep yourself healthy where you don't have other things available, or it is to the point where they do start controlling what you can get. And most certainly when you go into a digital world where they can just flick your switch. A CEO of German insurance company fired after leaking data showing the COVID vaccine injuries aren't being reported. We report a little bit quickly on that. This was the underwriters for the insurance company. Apparently, they don't want to know this. They don't want to know their risk. And they don't want to care about the bean counters and CDC changing numbers. That they fired the guy that gave, they killed the messenger. Okay? And so this is your world. This is reality. This is what goes on. And thank you to him. And maybe thank you to his sacrifice. At one level, maybe we shouldn't really be relying on insurance either. And again, that's another commerce, tertiary government obligation and servitude. Now, in some cases, it can work, I suppose. Mutually understood to get together. I've heard some groups that can get together on a less formal insurance type of area where you just pull together and it's kind of like the old, when someone's barn burns, you go help build them a barn. And when if your barn burns and the community comes to help you there, it's more like that. But this CEO of German insurance company was fired that we talked about. Andreas Schofbeck, CEO of German's leading health insurance company, was terminated last month after releasing data that showed health authorities were dramatically underreporting COVID vaccine injuries. As the CDC comes out and says, oh, well, we're not killing as many kids. And I'm going to kick us our back on over to these remedies. We go through right through the remedy, who would cover it, all that. Russia comes back into the mix. Russia Health Ministry registers a FMBA-developed COVID-19 vaccine. And so if you think I promote Russia by saying, what? Let's look at the rights over there, the relative rights, relative sovereignty, the relative decisions that have to be made. Let's look at it more objectively than what the propaganda in the news is. Do not think I'm supporting Russia where it engages the fraud. It says that there's a COVID-19 vaccine. We know they're not. It's coming out to do a patent thing, which supposedly protects them internationally. I don't know for what length of time. It's some short time, 20 or so years now in the United States. You get the profit, coming in commerce protection here, from your invention for some time before it becomes that generic thing. That the Russians are purporting that they have a vaccine to prompt an immune response against coronavirus S protein. Okay, well, all that looks to me to be a fabrication and synthesized condition. Coronavirus is a seasonal cold that you don't have a pandemic for. So I don't, they said you, it's been said, and nobody has said different, notwithstanding this story, no one has said you can stop the common cold. We also know in the flu influenza side, if you don't produce the right vaccine for the so-called version of the virus that's mutated that year, you're not going to protect yourself either. But they're claiming that Russia has a vaccine, and it goes not after the S protein, but the new compound is said to develop antibodies against the N protein. They usually appear in the natural immune system response and provide better protection. Well, again, those natural ones provide better protection. Maybe not this one. The N protein has less mutagen than the S protein, which may increase the effectiveness of the new vaccine. Heavy on the word may increase and effectiveness, and then that it does itself cause a mutagen, admitting the S protein is mutagen causing. Okay, so interesting little stories how we see this. It's all in the same basic theory, a model. It's just going after different structures. You see, there's the S spike protein, the N protein, which is a nucleocapsid. The S protein's a spike, the M membrane, membrane protein, and an E shell. Well, isn't that just no different than the four lipids they throw in that they eat? They go through these shells. It goes through and it gets accepted. It's the delivery. You're seeing them admitting to why they need that delivery system. This news, again, from Sputnik, and I'm hearing at least one emailer and some others been talking. Sputnik and RT's, I guess, having trouble getting access. I don't know why. I can get into them so far. I can't get into others, but I can get into theirs, which is great. Find them. So I guess I should be like Twitter. Beware, this is a Russian-supported website. But go ahead and they're promoting their thing here. They're telling us a whole lot of stuff. This is all made up. There's nothing here you're hearing that's actually organic organism, an actual organism. These are all chemistries. They actually, in my mind, if I see this and how these shells work, they explain why you have a lipid protein in the jabs, why it was required and what they were doing there. I may remind myself here, again, we're not talking about coronavirus and we're not talking about influenza. We're talking about protein chemical constructs, synthesized conditions that they're novel, they're making up to protect themselves for more production so that they can come to a product near you. Right? They also should put down this. The CDC, FDA has not validated these statements. We should put that here too. However, very interesting study. I hope you would see it. Notice the virus neutralizing antibodies against SARS-CoV-2. There is no SARS-CoV-2 that's not synthetic. It's not organic. So there's no virus. It doesn't virus neutralize. What it's doing is doing something like the S protein for the N protein. It's synthesizing, telling your body to make up something. Likely it's proprietary, and likely we have that problem like the Monsanto cases that were Monsanto won for polluting someone else's organic fields of property because they found and could test for the code, the DNA coding in the product of the seed, which was not wanted by the property owner. You see, of trespass and fraud and manipulation and taking your rights away. And I told you that was going to be what they were going to use now against us. Here I said that years and years ago. Here it is. They're doing it now. I don't know what more to say of how obvious this was and what we really needed to focus on. Anyway, pretty fascinating. Russia's on the take here to try and make their mark. They're going to move in. They're going to now go in and they got to now make a, they're going to try and proprietize all these different types of protein shells. Fascinating. Okay, so whether or not it really works, I think it's going to work as well as the S protein jab, which we find has lots of side effects. Again, they admit this has mutagens, just less. So you put that where you need to as we think about all this. I want to move on now to someone who sent an email about, again, kind of related to me, the Ukraine denial, the United States creating the biolabs and weapons labs over there, biological facilities, as Newland was saying, but the thought that those were done there so they wouldn't do them here. Story, someone pops up of a story here on a video who reads a document off a Plum Island problem. there was a storm of some such, cut power, and destroyed, disengaged all the security measures. Looking through this, so that it gives the at least the impression, whether there's not proof, that it infected the area around it, notwithstanding it was on an island. So it reminds me of those tests that were done by the military in San Francisco in around 1953, where we see that Class B transformer being bought by ABC Company in 1949. It goes through a bunch of work, and then I think they did a binary weapon test there. But at any rate, we hear a little bit here. I want to just highlight, you should re-listen to the whole video. It's only about a few minutes long. But he gets to this point where he's reading a document that was placed in report of this condition, where it said the state senator on the task force was quoted as saying, "What disturbs me is the consistent flow of misinformation. I feel that some of the misinformation borders on cover-up. It shakes the foundation of our very form of government." And so I want you to know that, you know, in some regard here, there's someone that realizes the importance. When we see the government itself saying that we may be doing this or misinformation, and we find out they're the ones that are doing it, this state senator now, identifies it does touch the very form of our government. In fact, it destroys that form. So again, you're not in the government. You're in an usurpation of it. So I just highlight something to move with through this, that the United States is not beyond, and we know, those of us that do the study, know the United States will do it to ourselves. As I try to show you the carnival mirror of the East, the Eastern Bloc countries, they throw the Russians are saying that they put those biolabs there so they wouldn't affect us here, the history of which is true, that the United States government does affect us. If they offshore that, then they don't have the obvious problem that something could happen and that they have to answer for it, is put it in someone else's backyard. Russia's not up with that. Can we at least get to the point where we can agree that what the United States has done in the past, and we have evidence of in this video here, to people in New Jersey and New York, they will do over there next to Russia, and Russia's not up with that. And I don't know if anybody has a right to say that their opinion, that Russia, that their opinion is greater than Russia's need. And I guess that's where I can leave it right there. This is about title and rights. You know, like I said, I think I mentioned last, what if you live next to someone that's making meth? That may not have been strong enough and a big enough threat. What if they are making meth and dumping their chemicals in your well or in your drainage that affects your water well? And the government's in on it. They take their percent. Does that fix your water? Does that stop the threat? Because there's a law? Because there's international law? No. And so we got to really be careful on how far we extend our opinions on someone else that may have a legitimate concern, whether we perceive that or not. And the other party does. I think I got this next link. Moving into, governments may know that what they've been doing to their people and or protecting. I think this was the link I heard over Suspect Skies, their discussion, I think a couple weeks ago, that caught my ear, and it anticipated something, and that caused me to think about to go look, because I thought we had heard about this before, but this is dated, I think, in February here, it was 16th. That in Chile prohibits discrimination. We're talking about the effect, these mutagens of these so-called, of these jabs. You can't call them vaccines. They don't prevent a thing. They're not organic-based. They're not organism-based. They're chemical weapons. They're patented and have to be chemical weapons. There's no other way to do it. That's by definition. Chile prohibits, and thank you to the folks at the Suspect Guy when I can get a chance to hear them. And they go through the discussion. I'm interested how consistent the subject matter is between our two broadcasts. Chile prohibits discrimination against mutants and genetically altered people. Law 21422, published on Wednesday, February 16th, prohibits, quote, employment discrimination against mutations or alterations of genetic material. The provision establishes the mechanism to carry out genetic tests. All right, so let's just leave it there. You can read this. Pretty fascinating. I went to back, and I thought I'd heard this before, and I found a discussion here, a ban on genetic discrimination. It piqued my interest. It is rare when it is, so I found it, I think I found this is what we were talking about a long time ago, just the memory hole type stuff. It is rare when an anti-discrimination law extended to a whole new group of people, but that happened on Saturday when a federal ban on discriminating on basis of genetic background took effect. The new law is an important step in protecting people who have inherited a predisposition to disease. It moves predisposition to disease is a very interesting way to describe this, and not necessarily inherited genetic in that it's from your mother and father. It removes a significant obstacle to genetic testing, which can help prevent treat serious illness. Genetic testing can warn people that they have a disposition for diseases like cancer, and it helps doctors adapt courses of treatment to particular patients, is the cover story. It also allows them to get you to give them your blood to test for genetic sequencing that's proprietary. But this was done back in 2009, November 21st. What was that, the fall equinox or something? Yeah, interesting. Back in 2009, they were talking about this, and I vaguely remembered something about that being talked about. But here in Chile, they are talking about it now as really a fascinating protection for people, as we think maybe these are, well, it's been admitted now, it has to. You have to change the DNA because the instruction set from the RNA tells the body and the cell to change the DNA to do something it never tell what it's supposed to do, which in this case is also a novel process. And it, these ideas of changing your genetic, your genes, your genetic tests that would come up with these sequences can be tested out. And you cannot now, in Chile at least, and I told you, you're going to have a law, for everything that you want protection in. As bizarre as it goes, right now you do have to have a law. Instead of trying to save the sunlight every day, you need to come up with these kinds of laws that doesn't discriminate against you for you being not so aware and agreeing that you had a leader that could tell you that you needed to be protected against a sickness that doesn't exist. Because your future will be maintained on that, and don't forget the digital connection and the switch. You just may not be able to be part of the in crowd one day. The criminals win, and the proprietary commerce wins, and what else are you going to say? You're out of position. You didn't step up to protect yourself. Now, moving into now, as the kind of moving to and through into why the United States would start having offshoring its bio labs, where we see there was a major problem at Plum Island, and what one state senator saw when you start disrupting these established things and everyone looks past them, it is a change in your government. It's not your government. It's a change in the established government. It's not the government no more. And why we have to go do it, we see the usurpation of government. We then get these kinds of things, the heads up. I don't know why this has been a question, but because the New York Times said it was a question, everybody put a question on it. To me, it was pretty straightforward. But we have to wait. Again, we like the British scientists. We have to wait for permission to agree it's the common cold or the flu that the CDC, that the tests are being done by the PCR or the pregnancy test, lateral flow, as they call it. White House dodges questions on the POTUS's son as the New York Times authenticates Hunter Biden's emails from Delaware laptop. This has been flying under the radar now as Ukraine's getting the news. But this is pointing out that what we were told about the information, that whatever there is on there about the Hunter Thompson connection to Mr. Big, which is the president, Biden getting his 10% cut, the organized criminal syndicate controlling Ukraine before this got to Russia, that interfered with their government, despite the denials and the pointing out by Russia. This starts the whole process of how shady this whole thing is, that at the highest of levels of the office, there's evidence that doesn't want to be looked at, that it takes a while to authenticate before anybody will jump onto it, and then now it becomes big news, but it goes nowhere. And that should be our problem. And that should be something we start to focus our energy on. It's understood at this point, though there's a continuing and ongoing investigation, it seems no different than having J.P. Morgan underneath a rigged market citation since 2015. And all they charge them for is money. Not that they subverted nations. Not that they're threatening other nations with their very existence. Not that they're going to cost the people of the United States of America their way of life. No, that just goes like water under the bridge. But to me, it's all the same method. It doesn't... A lot of times I've got to be careful. I just take this, okay, there's fact. There's going to be here. We just got to wait because no one wants to actually step up and call a spade, it seems. And when they do get angry enough, they go and they attack the, well, they argue about the color of the drapes instead of saying, but the house you built was not, it was on my land. And from John Rappaport, he offers anti-Russia, because this ends up being this whole fiasco, this whole criminality started by the, helped by the oligarchs of the United States and the sons of oligarchs of the United States and the people that have been in processes and procedures inside the government as a cancer of the United States. Taking credit for how they abused people in the past and then denying they did that today and will do it. John Rappaport asks, anti-Russia? Are you anti-Russia? Then arrest the Clintons. And this is the whole crew of people that were affecting the Ukraine in 2014. We get it down to the Clintons. That gets us down into where, and why I even started to bring this up, was he brings it up into what? Uranium 1. Why is that important to me? Because it was called Oregon 1 before it started. It went to Uranium 1. We as Jefferson Mining District were having to deal with these folks before it was anything. At the heart of the tale are several men, leaders of the Canadian mining industry, who had been major donors to charitable endeavors of former President Clinton and family, and his family. Members of the group built, financed, and eventually sold off to the Russians, a company that would become known as Uranium One. Enough said here. This is our backyard, folks. These people are interfering with us. You understand they're dealing in uranium. Two very important problems. One is it's uranium, and going to the Russians, number one. Number two is it's stealing wealth from the Americans that should be mining that stuff. You understand here, you see Canada was involved. How come the Queen's agents are in our country? There's so much behind these stories. It's frustrating for me, but interestingly, I'm positioned perfectly to see what this is. John Rappaport is right. Where's the Clintons and all? Where's any of these oligarchs in the United States? They look a little different. These philanthropists in the United States. Where are these people getting accountability? Why don't we see immediate accountability? That's a problem for the people. We have to start addressing these things. We're not going to do it by arguing about masks when we should be saying, where's your... Stop here. You're going to be arrested. You're arrested for treason. You're arrested for treason. Here's how. So thank you, John, for bringing that up. Arrest the Clintons. Arrest them all. But they don't get arrested, and there's the problem. They're moving into who's the people that do this. They're finding very interesting, and it's kind of interesting to me to read this because now it moves it from a defense into something they can't wiggle out of when we get a hold of them. Psychopathy is a form of adaption rather than a mental disorder, as I found. The psychopathy is a form of adaption rather than a mental disorder. But to me, that brings out the fact that they can't claim insanity. They've adapted. The parasitic amoeba, they've premeditatedly moved to harm you this way, to take out, to exploit other nations, to set it up so they can try to take out a bigger nation, do them harm. And if in this case, Russia hadn't had the foresight that they got, finally, to work before that happened, not like a year later in Syria, but before they started protecting themselves for quite a few years. They saw this coming. They were able to protect themselves from the amoeba. And how? To isolate themselves. Now you're watching this isolation going on. It's counter to the globalism, which wanted to make break down the nation state. And it took someone saying, enough's enough. I have a sovereignty. We're taking full responsibility of that. And we'll weather whatever it takes to fulfill that point. A team of Canadian scientists suggests that psychopathy may not be a mental disorder. It lets you read it. These are the people we're dealing with. This study would say that these folks learn to do this. They're rewarded for doing this. And the only thing I can know to stop that is to stop rewarding it. Start a strict accountability. I don't care if they're a corporation or not. In your laws, make laws that corporations cannot avoid being put to death by removing their charters. We need to bring that back. And we need to go after these officials that are absolutely creating treason, right? For commercial gain. It's all for gain. It's all something that should have been never, not even been a thought, that we have to wait all this time for a news media propagandist to agree the evidence on a laptop was genuine? Who needed all that? We can just see how it's going on. So moving on through now into Putin and the psychopathy that's going on, yeah, he may be involved too, but I sense that maybe not so much, even though he may very well be that oligarch. He may be in part of the corruption. It seems every government has corruption. I thought the United States was supposed to be a little more adept at it because, well, we were told we will have to clear that out every 20 years if it's not, otherwise we suffer it. Again, until the crickets stop being silent. Silence is your acceptance. We hear, and I saw, got across a video, which I don't usually watch the program anymore. Actually, I can't listen to these programs. They irritate me very much, kind of get me angry a bit about what they're allowed to say, even though they have the right to say it. But I watched this one because it's very important and timely. Timely in the sense of propaganda timely. This video called Putin's Road to War, full documentary, Frontline, on YouTube. And very, very interesting. After seeing the broadcast, this called Putin's Road to War. Now, remember, they're actually a crime to say that in Russia. He said this is a special operation. So if you don't think words and titles and things and depictions and characterizations are important, you're watching someone who's not going to put up with the changing of terms, the alteration of perception, at least Putin and his special operation in Russia. But the Road to War is what the title is. Again, counter propaganda. In looking at this, you need to really watch it. It's very interesting. Just watching all the techniques. If you can look past the propaganda, this propaganda piece here, it's interesting timing when it comes right out now. It comes out to YouTube on top of it. And disregard all of its visual subliminal suggestions. If you suspend all question and accept that Putin is a dictatorial, tyrannical, territorial-grabbing, Soviet-reassembling, blood-lusting, murderous monster in considering the worst-case possibility because of a Nobel Peacenik drone king, Obama, it could be said the same, and where Biden publicly states that Putin is, quote, a murderous dictator, a pure thug who is waging an immoral war against the people of Ukraine, close quote. It was as immoral, folks. Listen, you're going to make these propagandas. You got to take it in context. For everyone to bring up this statement, this is Putin's war, and disregard what the Nobel Prize winner, Drone King, did to murder everybody else they did, the United States did. What's going on in Yemen, the starvation that's already happening there? To call where Putin publicly states that Putin is a murderous dictator, a pure thug, who is waging an immoral war against the people of Ukraine. It was as immoral, knowing Putin is a monster, not to take away diplomatically and prior the object of his desire by making certain non-threatening international concessions, which every interviewee in the Frontline documentary, so-called, whether or not neocon or overrepresented Ziocon, admits that that was his object, desire, and intention. So this is a premeditated dereliction. The U.S. government, when they went to moral footing, as I talked last week, I said, if you're going to go to moral, then you have to go moral. You can't go halfway. The U.S. government has no authority, no jurisdiction here, actually, to have the authority to declare what's immoral, in particular where it aided and abetted the very thing the officials knew, if not aiding and abetting, would be a consequence for inaction or the omission to act. They were required to know what was going on in order to avoid, because of the perception they would have had to morally take of the honest moral perception of Russia, they were obligated, as morally obligated, to avoid doing nothing to allow it to come on. That's aiding and abetting by omission. That's as much a crime, as I've told you, coercion or extortion. If you allow something to happen that you had the power to stop and it's harmful, you have no power, no moral power to say that that's harmful. You helped it. All this appears to be only this whole thing because of, I told you about last week, the interference, the influence, the fact that the government of the United States was involved, and it's a sovereign, it's a peer. It had an obligation to stop it, in particular where the concessions were not really going to cause a trouble. And the only reason why this looks like it happened from the United States obligation, if you want to go moral, is because the officials were derelict and largely incompetent. And they abandoned statesmanship and reason. Again, when you look at what Russia's asking for, there was not a concession that they would have made that would have been a violation of any security at all. But when you look at what's gone on with Biden and his son and the oligarchs and Uranium One and all this other stuff, which went to Russia, not Ukraine, but you see the influence, the interference, the meddling in someone else's, other people's government, so-called democracy, now that we try to cover it, the United States tried to cover it up. It seems more plausible these conflicted officials, these ones that were derelict and didn't act where they should, they're self-dealing. They couldn't come up with a response. And that was what they were protecting. They're protecting their self-dealing. Because these people are not innocent. They couldn't respond fast enough. They couldn't come quickly enough with the resolution to plausibly answer for that misdealing. You'll see that in the front line. You'll see how they couldn't come up with an answer to this. Well, it's because I think they couldn't figure out quick enough how to make a plausible answer that didn't expose them as not being innocent of anything. And we see that coming out in the Hunter laptop. I mean, I don't know what more is to say. So, they could not quickly come up enough with the very things that Putin man bad, as I commented last week, part of the broadcast, had complained since. He's always been saying, we need these concessions. So at least the U.S. fomented by these same officials and bureaucrats, given their inclusion, their connection to the 2014 Ukrainian coup, that they're exposed for being designers of that coup. And when you're living crime and you can't admit to it, you can't think as quickly as you need to. And you'll hear in the front line, they could not answer and respond quick enough to the demand. And I think this Hunter Biden thing was that proof. And so all they can come up with right now is Putin man bad. And that's a turn on the orange man bad, obviously, for those that didn't get the joke. There's always a scapegoat. There's always someone that you blame when you're the criminal party about to get fingered. So that at that point, looking at the, as I said last week, the problem, looking at the lack of innocence between all the players, is there any good in this condition in Ukraine? I guess I ask that by saying, in the moral sense, who can say which side is bad? Because whether side you take a side, you're agreeing to the opposite. And as I said last week, where Russia took this existential in their perception, you might as well stop thinking more about it. It's going to play out the way it does. There's nothing short of attacking Russia that will stop it from doing what it said to stop that threat against it, its perceived threat against it. and our U.S. officials were integral in causing it. So close to the problem in causing it, they could not even respond on a simple, non-consequential concession. Should tell us how bad these people are in our government, how bad it really is, how close we might be to real problems. When we look at the people that are jab harmed on top of it, I'm just terrified a bit, wondering, well, what how close to the line do they play this one? And I'm really hoping that Russia Putin is not the psychopath that they talk about, that he's not the problem that they're saying, and that he is, and they are going to execute as they said they are, and it looks like they are. Everyone wants them to go fast, but it looks like they're doing the not denazification thing exactly to plan. They're very methodically going through and removing all that element. And in the meantime, they found these things that were, like I said, told you the memory hole, Luger in Georgia, not the state, the country, bioweapons labs, Russian MOD names curator of Pentagon-funded biolabs in Ukraine releases original docs. The Russian army military has found these documents in these labs, were denied, and then admitted by Nuland. Prodded by Rubio to say Russia bad, Putin man bad. And they're part, the Nuland and Rubio, the government of the United States, is part of the problem. The Russian Ministry of Defense has released fresh details about the U.S. military-funded biolabs operating in the Ukraine, including a trove of original documentation. I'll stop there. You can read all this stuff if you haven't heard it. I'm suggesting to you we need to step back a bit and observe for us, because the United States government does it to us, the people of the United States, what they're doing and how they do and who's involved with doing the things they're doing in Ukraine to cause someone of sovereign power who has a right of consent to themselves and a respect to themselves to act. But if you can't see that you are Russia, I think you're not wired quite right, actually. I think you maybe even you may be jab harmed. Because I'm not talking politics. I'm talking about a stature, a status, a responsibility. And if you consider this nation having organs, the organization of establishment, and you do too, you reflect an organism. You are an organism, though animated, live, not in parts by law, then you should be able to reflect your sovereignty through that and what it's required within the constraints of of the law within which you live, whether that's international law, state law, whatever law that it is, the property law. And so take notice of what's going on. U.S. outsourced dangerous infection studies to other countries. Remember, now we'll get back to that video, the Palm Island. You know, they outsourced it, looks like they did it, so they wouldn't cause trouble at home, which you would think would be good, but they put it in someone else's backyard. Pentagon funded it. Again, remember, don't lose that. The Pentagon is doing it. The military did everything at warp speed to you at home on a fraud as well. Russia. Americans in Kharkov studied how bats can infect people. I think this is where I got the idea. The Russia, you look at the can infect people, you notice they didn't. What they resorted to was a novel invention of a synthetic chemical weapon, not an organic transmission. And so a secret project was conducted in a laboratory in Kharkov, in Ukraine, under the control of the United States of America, in which it has studied how bats can transmit disease to people, said a spokesman in the Ministry of Defense. And again, they've got documents that they've been relaying to show evidence. Okay, so beyond me at this point to even have an argument, that's their position. I took a little bit of solace in the fact they were studying how, but they didn't execute COVID-19 through the SARS-CoV-2 to presumption as a bat transmission vector. And this is where I started to believe. I don't think they have what I was kind of fearing they might with the promotion the military has over so-called biological weapons. Not to say they're not dangerous, not to say that these critters, these bugs are not deadly, but they don't have that hypersonic weapon that it looked like. They are still working that out, and they resorted to chemical weapon instead. As we go and continue in what Russia may not like, what's going on their doorstep, They find the weapons lab. They find that they're on their doorstep. They find that they're working. And they also got evidence, I think, that the Slavic genes are being used to see if they can attack. Not a good thing for Russia to see. Proving their point, I think, at this point, looking, trying to look and see in the equity of it. Where's the United States in all this? Well, they've been not supposed to be in Ukraine making bioweapons labs, it seems to me. And now we've been proven they're there and what they're doing. And so, again, the evidence is showing maybe Russia had a thought, and maybe they had a right, where we also find CIA is involved in there for a long time, having bases, Blackwater in Donbass with the Azov battalion. The CIA and MI6 are reorganizing NATO to stay behind networks in Eastern Europe. If after the Second World War, they relied on former Nazis to fight the Soviets, they still support neo-Nazi groups against the Russians. Just what they want, what Russia is saying they need to do. Denazify that area. Why? Because the CIA is bringing in people like Blackwater, and they're now Academy, or what was that, what was that guy's name? Prince, the guy making billions on how this works. And again, Russia said enough's enough. So look at that as a sovereign decision. They said enough's enough, and they're willing to put at the problem what they will to stop it. And what part of that was bringing in the mercenaries was in the news as well. As soon as the mercenaries started to collect up at a special place, there was a training and entry area, staging point, to train on the mercenaries coming from all corners of the world to go fight for Ukraine against Russia. Russians cause a massive attack on the training ground. Included NATO instructors. And completely destroyed and wiped out most of all the mercenaries in one blow. The very CIA foisted groups that have been being brought in there all this time. So if anybody really thinks that the Russians are going slow, no, they're doing a methodical adjustment. It's almost like watching them shift gears. Yeah, it didn't go. I guess maybe there was a problem. Maybe Putin thought he could go in there and not hurt the people. They would support him. He found out within 5 days that wasn't going to be the thing. That the government of Ukraine used their military in order to use people as human shields. And so they shifted gears. They started getting more organized. Now they went right after the mercenaries. To back that up, I have a link to a Telegram account that has a guy on a video camera talking about that attack and that how many people died, a couple hundred. And everybody else left, and it destroyed the mercenary capacity and will, broke the back, essentially, it sounds, for an incursion that NATO was doing through mercenaries abroad, like they were doing in Syria, to invade another country, to stop a country that believes that Ukraine, the establishment of the things that the United States establishing in Ukraine, is an existential threat. Again, your sanctions are not going to work. As we see I told you it was going to be spitting into the wind, into the hurricane. You call it blowback. As we find the problem with the phone call being not taken by Saudi Arabia, petrodollar crack, Saudi Arabia considers accepting yuan for Chinese oil sales. What I told you was going to happen, and the breach, the moving, the transformation of the world order into the place they wanted is going on. The removal of the dollar is looking like it's going to happen very quickly here. They've been planning for this. I had some more things about them. Watch the petrodollar. Watch the relationship the United States and Saudi Arabia, stated by Ron Paul in an article. I've got some more links for you. But this time I've run out of time. Thank you for listening. I hope something I said opens your eyes, gets you to do something, act to defend yourself. There's ways to do it. And I'll be with you next week. Tech diffs or nature willing.
That's another lesson. I hope with today's information you can take it to those that misbehave. From behind the woodshed, leaving his mark on the beast, this is Hal Anthony. Till next time, journey with purpose.
up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.